Welcome back into WWL. We're getting ready for the Saints Hour coming up with Mike Hawes. He's got a heck of a lineup with him on the finale of the Saints Hour. QB Tyler Shuck, defensive end Cam Jordan, along with Chase Young, Eric McCoy, Alante Taylor, Charlie Smith, Taliese Fuaga, you name it. It's on with Mike Hawes and the Saints Hour this evening coming up at 7 p.m. on 105.3 FM and the Odyssey app. Meanwhile, 7 o'clock over on 870 AM, Pelicans taking on the L.A. Lakers. Going to get into our talk and text line. GM James on the line. I see you want to talk about pick number 8 in this draft. What you like, James? What's going on, man?
Yeah. So I'm with Charlie. We talked about Downs, but here's the thing. You got to get this kid some weapons, speaking of Tyler, because there's enough game tape on him by now. That if you roll out the same guys, he's got no weapons, and his sophomore season is going to be tragic. But when you look at the division, it's no wonder, and this is really key, and I want you guys' opinion on this. When you look at the division, it's Carolina in order, Carolina, Tampa, Falcons, and us. That was the chronological order, how we finished the division. It's no small wonder to me that on both sides of the line, in the middle, Carolina has the best middle offensive lineman. They paid two guards a few years ago, so they got the best middle as far as offensive guards are concerned. They got the best middle on the D-line with Derrick Brown. And then you look at Tampa, same thing. They drafted good guys. And then Atlanta, you know, they got some decent guys like the guy Lindstrom or what have you. So in order for us to really win the division, we got to get better in the middle. But we got to get this kid weapons.
We're with you.
Yeah.
We want to improve the middle. Yeah. The interior of that O-line definitely needs a boost.
Both sides of the line. Go ahead.
Because Breeze, as much as I like Breezy, he's a pass-rushing guy, but he's no good, you know, defending the run.
He's six foot five. Teams can get, or offensive guards can get under his pads and just move them off the ball in the run game. So I'm right there with you. As far as improving the interior offensive line, Mike has said in the past that he wants to address it in free agency.
Yeah.
I'm with him, but I also want to get a guard in day two. Not day one, right? Like with the 8th overall pick, we just talked to Justin Mello from the Draft Network. He gave a lot of really intriguing prospects that the Saints should target, whether that be offensive weapons for Tyler Shuck to help his development entering year two and help him make that year two leap, or even some defensive studs as far as the defensive lineman at the top of this draft class, or even Caleb Downs, who, as he mentioned, is his number one player in the entire draft. The reason he might be there at pick 8, he's a safety, and safeties are devalued in the draft. Same thing, Jeremiah Love, the number two player in his draft rankings, could be there at 8 as well because he's a running back. And offensively, running backs are devalued. So there are options for the Saints at pick 8. I think that, you know, they're going to end up with a stud there. But as far as moving ahead to day 2,
yeah.
James, that's where I think that you start having the offensive guard conversation, maybe getting an interior defensive lineman as well. And then we'll see, you know, there's a couple pieces on the interior offensive line. I know the Penn State kid is going to be probably an early day 2 pick. So that's the good part about having these early picks and not having traded your draft capital last year, is that you don't just have pick 8. You have an early pick on day 2, second round, third round, and you can kind of continue to build inside and out with those early selections. So I think it's going to be fascinating to follow. We'll do a little bit more of a deep dive into later selections, but just kind of early on, we're in January. We're talking about the 8th overall pick because it's real flashy. But the Saints have some great opportunities later on, day 2 and day 3, to really kind of build the meat and potatoes of the team.
And Charlie, I would say that the 2025 draft was a pretty darn good success, and I'd love to see them be able to duplicate that kind of return for this season.
Early returns are very positive.
Right.
And I don't think there's any question about that, but you got to do it again. And that's how you build a roster up, through the draft. Continue to hit on these picks. Continue to build the foundation that Kellen Moore kept talking about during the Saints coaches show last night. Bring in these fresh young pieces to eventually take over for these aging veterans. And that's how you build to the future and build a playoff roster. So I think the Saints are in a good spot for, just like Justin had said, with pick 8, but also those early selections on day 2 and day 3, that they'll feel good about themselves grabbing not just, you know, the flashy talent with the 8th overall selection, but also some really strong players to kind of build out the roster as well.